kind of legalized corruption. She was impossibly coy at first. She didn't like it. She didn't understand it. It hurt. And then slowly, she began to take to it. She relaxed. She became inventive. And then one night, when I was very tired, she suggested it.
And now you have a son.
And now I have a son.
What happened last night, anyway?
Well, I can't remember it very clearly. As you know, I wasn't quite myself when I left you last night. My idea was to go to bed with her, as I think I mentioned to you.
Many times.
Yes. Well, I thought it's a week since the child was born. It ought to be all right by now. I said I'd be careful. But, I mean, it's been such a long time. Anyway, it was no good she wouldn't.
So what happened?
I don't know. God knows.
Did you hit her again?
No. No, not this time. I woke up, as in a house, with my boots on the pillow and tiptoed away. But she didn't call me back.
So you're still frustrated?
Yes.
Why don't you leave her?
What?
Leave her.
Why?
Because she's no good to you.
What do you mean?
Do you love her?
Yes, I suppose.
Have you got anything in common with her?
No.
Is she intelligent?
No.
Does she understand you?
No.
So, the only thing she can give you is sex.
Well...
Can't you find anyone else?
I...
You're not that fussy, are you?
No.
Anyone within reason would do, wouldn't they?
Within reason?
What about me? Are you a poet?
Yes.
I'd say not.
Why?
Well, I hope you wouldn't describe that last volume of premarital junk as poetry.
I most certainly would. Very beautiful love poetry, that is.
But you just admitted that all you wanted to do was to go to bed with her.
That doesn't make the poems any less beautiful.
Doesn't it? Doesn't it matter that they're lies?
They're not lies. I love her.
Love?
Yes.
No such thing.
What do you mean?
I mean it doesn't exist. Self-interest exists. Attachment based on personal gain exists. Complacency exists. But not love. It has to be reinvented.
You're wrong.
Well, all right. If you care to describe what binds families and married couples together as love, rather than stupidity or selfishness or fear, then we'll say that love does exist. In which case, it's useless. It doesn't help. It's for cowards.
You're wrong.
When I was in Paris in February this year, when everything was in a state of chaos, I was staying the night in a barracks and I was sexually assaulted by four drunken soldiers. I didn't like it at the time. But when I got back to Charleville, thinking about it, I began to realize how valuable it had been to me. It clarified things in my mind which had been vague. It gave my imagination textures. And I understood that what I needed to be the first poet of this century, the first poet since Racine or since the Greeks, was to experience everything in my body. I knew what it was like to be a model pupil, top of the class. Now I wanted to discuss them instead of pleasing them. I knew what it was like to take communion. I wanted to take drugs. I knew what it was like to be chaste. I wanted perversions. It was no longer enough for me to be one person. I decided to be everyone. I decided to be a genius. I decided to be Christ. I decided to originate the future. The fact that I often regarded